It's a pretty nice May afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. We're seeing a blend of sunshine and clouds, and temperatures are running largely in the 50s to low 60s. That is a little bit below average for this time of year, but considering what's coming up over the next couple of days, let's not complain about that. Coming up tonight, we are going to see some showers come through. There's even the chance for a couple of rumbles of thunder, and across the highest elevations of the Adirondacks and Greens, there is the chance that the rain will mix with some snow, but for most areas, we'll just have some pockets of rain come through. Following those evening showers, it is going to turn quite cold. Temperatures will drop back into the 30s tonight, so there is the potential for at least some patches of frost as we go through the night into tomorrow morning. And tomorrow we'll start off with some sunshine. Clouds will increase during the day as our next storm draws closer. We are going to see some rain break out, mainly later in the day from the capital region on south. And temperatures are going to be chilly tomorrow. Highs will be in the 40s and 50s, and the wind will be a bit on the breezy side, so that'll make it feel a bit cooler, especially once the clouds come in. And then tomorrow night, we'll see rain change over to snow across the area. And we are likely to see several hours of snow tomorrow night into the pre-dawn hours of Saturday. The higher elevations stand the best chance to see some accumulating snow, but even in the valley locations, given the cold temperature and the fact that this is occurring at night, there is the potential for at least some slushy accumulation. So don't be surprised if you do see some snow on the ground first thing on Saturday. And the most notable thing about Saturday is the March-like feel. It's going to be a windy day and a very cold day for May. Temperatures will only be in the 40s. The mountains will hold in the 30s. Of course, the wind will make it feel colder than that. And then on Mother's Day, Sunday, we'll start off with a widespread frost and freeze during the morning, and then temperatures will rebound back up into the 50s in most areas, so it's not going to be as cold. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, cold, lows in the low to mid-30s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, a chance for some spotty rain or snow showers, breezy and cool, a high of 46 to 52. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of evening showers, cold, lows in the low to mid-30s. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of rain late, possibly changing to snow in the higher elevations, breezy and cool with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, a low of 35 to 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with rain developing during the afternoon, breezy and cool with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of rain late, breezy and cool, a high of 50 to 55. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers, windy and cold with highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Sunday, partly sunny with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.